commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we do try to bring you a wide variety of information all about you and your health. The show is streamed through MyVillageGreen.com. That's MyVillageGreen.com. You can visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane. In both places, you can ask questions and get expert advice on supplements. And Village Green really is your resource for questions about your health and a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers. This is a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on nutrition. Now, today, we're going to talk about nutrition, orthomolecular medicine, biomedical approaches with Albert Mensa and Judith Bowman of the Mensa Medical. And they are a combined traditional and alternative practice. They're going to talk to you about their approaches, especially with regard to neurodegenerative disorders, everything from behavioral disorders to schizophrenias, autism. We're really going to cover a lot of information. I think it will be very helpful to you. And up front, what I thought I would do is talk about some core healthy items that you can do to help your brain. So let's get to the basics. One is increase your water intake. The brain is about 80% water, so the first rule is to get water in, and our tissues depend on adequate water. Even slight dehydration can raise stress hormones, which can damage your brain over time. And what we say is half your weight in ounces of water. Now, if your diet is abundant in fruits and vegetables, you're getting a lot of natural water in those, as opposed to if you're consuming, say, just meats and breads. So really, you vary that water intake, and it's better to sip throughout the day, getting more of your water between meals than most of it during the meal. Calorie restriction is interesting because there are many human and animal studies that show a calorie-restricted diet that has optimum nutrients does reduce weight, decreases risk for heart disease, cancer, and stroke from obesity, and it just gives longevity. That's one of the studies, many of the studies that have been going on, and the acronym is CRON, calorie restriction with optimal nutrition. And what that means is that we want our calories to count. The empty calories are the ones that are just high in sugars and bad fats, where we don't have nutrient density. The food that has the highest nutrient density in nature is the egg, and we've talked about that many times. Good protein, good omega-3 fatty acids, and good antioxidants. Consume fish oil, good fats, and avoid the bad fats. The avoids are no trans fats. Avoid trans fatty acids, hydrogenated oils. They have no place in the human diet. They are mutant plastic fatty acid. They are absolutely artificial. Avoid them. And fish, I have a handout called Fishy Facts. If you want that information, you can contact me at Dana Lake, www.danalake.com, DanaLake.com. Now, what we get from fish oils and omega-3s are EPA and DHA. And the DHA is the brain fatty acid. It's essential for the function of the brain and the structure of the brain. Very, very important. And by the way, trans fats and hydrogenated oils are antagonists to these omega-3s. Lots of dietary antioxidants. And these include the brightly colored foods. So the deeper or brighter the color of the food, the better. Blueberries, blackberries, cranberries, strawberries, spinach, raspberries, Brussels sprouts, plums, broccoli, beets, avocados, oranges, red grapes, red bell peppers, cherries, and kiwis. And really, that list can be expanded, just trying to give you a core reason to go toward these foods. And you want to balance your protein, your good fats, and your good carbohydrates. You want to get rid of the simple sugars. You want to get rid of sodas. So avoid all artificial additives, all artificial coloring and flavoring, the artificial sweeteners, increase obesity, increase diabetes, increase calorie intake. So they have no place in our diet. And increase your vegetable intake. Have protein every time you eat. This isn't about a high protein diet. It's about balance. And protein choices are fish, poultry, meat, eggs, beans, nuts, seeds, and organic milk products. We want all of our foods to be organic. But milk products as tolerated, especially fermented, like yogurt. Let's talk about some of the other things that we can do. Vitamin C and vitamin E in our supplementation. And a diet that's rich in foods with vitamin E has been shown in studies to decrease Alzheimer's disease risk. Low cholesterol, meaning that you don't have excessive cholesterol, can have an impact. If your cholesterol is too low, you're going to suffer. So it's a balance. Cholesterol is a significant part of the dry weight of the brain. We don't want to have our cholesterol so artificially low that we're not supporting our brain structure and nerve structure. Thiamine, very important in preventing Alzheimer's. Now, I will always say go with the B complex. You can get that in a therapeutic multiple. But you don't want to take a single B vitamin alone because, like the fingers and thumb on your hand, they all work together. One alone is not sufficient. The B vitamins work together. Magnesium and brain function. And if I had to pick a nutrient, beyond omega-3, it would be magnesium. It affects mood, mind, memory, muscles, menstrual, metabolism, and bowel function. It is really nature's housekeeper. It helps us get rid of toxins, but it is critical in healthy neurotransmitter development. All of the neurotransmitters depend on nutrients, and magnesium is a main one. Zinc is another one. B vitamins. And if you don't supply your body with these nutrients, the body doesn't have the option to use them. So it's very important. And if your body has enough of a nutrient, don't worry about it. Your absorption of a nutrient will decline as stores or the bank account of that nutrient increases. So your highest absorption is going to be when your nutrient levels are the lowest. If you're not providing your body with the opportunity, if you're not putting money in the bank, you can expect to have a good buffer in the bank account to draw on when needed. Physical fitness and mental functioning. Very huge connection. So for all those walkers, runners, bikers, you've been doing a good job. Movement's important. The B vitamins we mentioned. And stay mentally sharp. Play games, read books, challenge yourself. Learn a new language. Play chess, games that make you think about the next move. Scrabble's a great one. Stretch your brain to learn, because it's like a muscle. If we don't use it, we lose it. And just some facts, that human mental decline typically begins before 40. It starts a long time before we see the side effects. And so that's why we need to start early. But anything you do at any age is better than not at all. And unused parts of the brain actually stop working. So when we retire, switch gears, go into learning some things that you had not thought about in the past. And research suggests that reading to a small child enhances mental development of the child, and it's good for you too. And ongoing mental stimulation provides some protection against mental decline. So we've given you a lot of good ideas. I think it's going to be exciting to hear the show, and we will talk with Drs. Mensah and Judith Bowman. I want you to stay with us if you've just tuned in. This is The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the day. Please stay with us. We will be right back after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember, Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring a wide variety of good information all about you and your health. I want to remind you that at Village Green, pet medications are now available. And we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on nutrition. Now, today, I'm proud to introduce our guests, Albert Mensa, MD, and Judith Bowman, MD. And they have a very interesting background in their medical education. I'm going to let them talk to you about that. And they are specialists with backgrounds in both traditional and natural medicine. And Dr. Mensa and Dr. Bowman co-founded the Mensa Medical Center near Chicago, Illinois. So welcome to the show, doctors.
Good morning, Dana. Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us a little bit about the practice and how you established it and what kind of services you offer.
Well, Dana, our practice is geared towards really bridging the gap between traditional medicine and what most people call nutrient medicine, although really it's more biochemical intensive evaluations of different disorders that affect mental health. In a short way, we call it orthomolecular medicine. We look at how chemistry and biochemical imbalances affect mood imbalances, disturbances, depression, anxiety, autism, ADHD, neurodegenerative disorders like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. Everything from postpartum depression, which, by the way, my colleague is a world-class specialist, to anxiety, and from the traditional side, how those areas relate to traditional medical diagnoses, for example, in women, like premenstrual dysphoric disorder or even irregular or dysfunctional bleeding. There are connections between the chemistry and the actual physiology, and that's where our specialty comes in. We look at both sides of the issue and try to work from both aspects, but most of our focus really is more on the nutrient side.
And I like your term, orthomolecular. That was really the original term. I think today we say biomedical, but I always like the term orthomolecular, and it really does describe what you are doing. And you certainly have an interesting practice. Dr. Bowman, do you have anything to add?
Well, we are actually traditionally continuing the approach basically of a evidence-based medicine, meaning that we will test to find out where the biochemical imbalances are, and then we will make an approach that's a nutrient approach in terms of clearing that up or...
Well, you are addressing what you find, and I think this is a piece of information that many traditional physicians and traditional practitioners are not familiar with, that you can actually test for all kinds of findings from the neurotransmitter functions, amino acids, metabolites, organic acids, vitamins, minerals, and then treat accordingly. That's new information to the medical community. Do you find that's the case?
Absolutely. We weren't taught originally that you could do such things. And thanks to the work of Dr. William Walsh and Dr. Carl Pfeiffer, going back that far, we come to see that we can still use the traditional medical philosophy, which is test first, then based upon those results, create a treatment program that addresses the problem and therefore produces a cure, or at least an improvement in the condition. That's the medical paradigm that actually bridges the gap still between traditional medicine and the orthomolecular model. So we can actually do that. And it's not just about finding an element that works. We also use the testing to give us the correct concentrations of different elements. My partner is famous for saying, you can't take a baby aspirin to cure a migraine headache. Aspirin might be the choice medication, but the concentration has to be correct. You've got to have the right amount to do the job. And that's part of what the testing process does for us.
That's well said.
It's an individualized approach. Yeah, a very individualized approach. So certainly the amounts that you give are important, but also the size of the person we take in consideration, you know, children, adults as well, height, weight, that kind of scenario. The concentrations all depend on many different things.
Right. And people, as we talk about on this show a lot, are individuals, just like their fingerprints are not identical. The way their enzymes function and the amount of a nutrient that they need varies tremendously. I was taught in school that all of us had identical enzymes and that all we needed was a minuscule amount of a nutrient to make that enzyme work. And I can remember just not buying that if our fingerprints are different, why wouldn't our enzyme functions be different?
Absolutely. Absolutely correct.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the conditions that you see, and we'll spend this show talking about a variety of conditions and your approaches.
Certainly, we see a lot of behavior disorders, a lot of depression, anxiety. Depression and anxiety probably are the two most common mood imbalances that are present in the entire planet, not just here in the United States. We see a tremendous number of those individuals, and we've tested a great deal of that chemistry, and there is a strong correlation, whether it's correlational actually or causative in nature, between those two. But it all depends on the individual. We also see a tremendous number of children with ADHD, autism, psychological disorders, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, a lot of the neurodegenerative disorders as well. So we do see quite the spectrum, but they're predominantly related to cognitive health.
Well, excellent. Let's start with behavioral disorders, and then we'll handle depression and anxiety in the next segment. So let's talk about the behavior disorders, what you see, and what kind of findings that you find. I know that we individualize, but are there patterns that you see?
There are patterns, and there are extremes in terms of how people test. It kind of brings up the topic of methylation. That's something that's somewhat of a buzzword these days, over-methylation and under-methylation. The idea is that to be at either extreme is probably not in your best interest. We'd like to find that happy middle of what we call, in quotes, normal, in order to have our optimal functioning. Very often we're finding that many of the behavior disorders are associated with one of those two extremes. We make neurotransmitters that give us our overall sense of well-being. Most people have heard of serotonin. There's other neurotransmitters out there. In fact, there are hundreds of them. But they need to be present, and they need to be present in amounts that are adequate or appropriate for proper functioning. ADHD, we have found that there's two extremes. There's over-methylated ADHD, under-methylated ADHD, that tends to be associated with high, what we call high histamine and low histamine, which are two parameters that we test. We're finding that people that are over-methylators tend to be somewhat more difficult in terms of the challenge of focus and concentration, but there's also the other end of that as well. The under-methylated individuals tend to not activate their neurotransmitters, and so that could also cause a difficulty in concentration and focus.
Very interestingly, one of the disorders that we in the world of psychology or psychiatry have a great deal of difficulty with traditionally is obsessive-compulsive disorder. What we've seen is that individuals who are obsessive-compulsive or OCD, there's OCD and then there's the OC personality disorder as well.
Uh-huh.
Both of those conditions tend to be extremely well correlated with being severely undermethylated. These individuals, as we know, they tend to hyper-focus on something. They can't stop thinking about it. They ruminate, and then they have to act out as well. They have to physically perform a function that helps them to sort of soothe that mental pressure, that cognitive challenge to kind of continue this idea, this philosophy, this movement, whether we're washing our hands repeatedly or counting the dots in the ceiling. But a lot of these individuals, a very high correlation, greater than 90%, are actually associated with being extremely under-methylated.
So greater than 90%, I would say, you know, that's certainly my experience in practice as well. tie in the histamine, high histamine patient versus low histamine with the methylation over and under. Can you connect that for our listeners?
Absolutely. Very interesting. The actual testing is one that has an inverse relationship. High histamine individuals tend to be under-methylated. They don't have enough of these power-packed energy molecules we call methyl. Methyl groups actually activate those enzymes you talked about earlier, in addition to actually affecting DNA molecules and expression. And that goes to the field of epigenetics, which is really one of the latest fields out there in terms of genetics and genetic research. But methyl groups themselves are far more important than we ever learned in general chemistry. And let me tell you, general chemistry was not my favorite subject back in undergraduate. I couldn't stand it. I actually had a little ceremony when I was done. I tossed my book into the corner thinking I would never actually have to look at this again.
Oh.
Well, X number of years later, we find out quite differently. It's become one of our best friends. On the other side, we have the individuals who are overly methylated, and they have too many of these methyl groups that actually can lead to the suppression of DNA and the inhibition of different enzymatic processes. Now, while that sounds all very technical, what it actually is that you can't turn on, for example, the neurotransmitters that you've got, or you can't shut them down. The same for different enzymes, different proteins, all the different chemicals in the body, even DNA, get to be affected by these methyl groups. And it's often the proportion of methyl groups to other groups in the system that will lead to whether or not DNA gets expressed or whether or not proteins and enzymes and all sorts of things get activated. And Dana, if I may, that's one of the reasons why simply testing the concentration of a neurotransmitter is not necessarily the best approach. Because you may have 5 billion neurotransmitters, but if they're sitting there doing nothing, they don't do you any good.
Well, let's hold on that thought, because I want to cover that in the next segment, and there's a lot to discuss with that. For listeners who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host. Stay with us. We will be right back with this interesting discussion on methylation and behavioral disorders, mood disorders.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intends. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green. Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, bringing you a wide variety of good information all about you and your health. And I want to remind you, we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on nutrition. Now, we've been having a very interesting discussion with Dr. Albert Mensah and Dr. Judith Bowman, and they have a fascinating medical practice that combines traditional and natural medicine. And we have been talking about behavior disorders and the something we've mentioned on the show but haven't gone into enough depth, methylation, hypermethylation, undermethylation, and how important this is in how our bodies function and how our brains function. We also mentioned epigenetics. And that was brand new, I think, discovered in 85, but really not well understood or well talked about in the profession until about 95. And what it means is that genes are plastic and they can express themselves in positive or negative ways depending on what we do. I was trained that they were hardwired and there was nothing you could do about it. And now we know that that's not the case. So Drs. Mensah and Dr. Bowman, let's go back and address a little bit more about methylation.
Yes. To make the picture large and something I think we can all identify with, let's talk about what we do for a living. We've all seen the stereotypes of the hyper-perfectionistic individual who dots their I's and crosses their T's about 6 days before anything is due. They tend to be our quintessential secretaries, lawyers, doctors, our healthcare professionals, and our high-pressure power salespeople. Very, very interesting. We've seen that a significant number of these individuals are actually under-methylated. So methylation can actually help guide us in the field of direction we go. On the other side, we have the artists, the philosophers, our musicians, the people who bring us beauty in the artistic world. Many of these individuals are actually over-methylated. So methylation has its role, really, in a significant part of our lives. We tend to be channeled in one direction or another based upon the traits that methylation will give us. Perfectionism, being easygoing, these can end up shifting us in two different directions. Now, there are individuals who are normally methylated. They're somewhere in the middle. And these folks tend to be very creative, as well as being very, very pinpoint and accurate and right on the target. But they're not in the extremes, and you've seen all these types of people. What's really interesting is that these little tiny methyl groups are part and parcel of what it is that's actually turning us into the people we become as far as our careers are concerned. Where we come into difficulty is when we are in the extremes of either side of methylation. Too much methylation, and we can be so suppressed that we can become psychotic. A lot of our sociopaths, Charles Manson, for example, extremely, extremely overly methylated. It kind of suppresses emotion and perspective to the point where you're blunted. These individuals, as Dr. Walsh's early work tended to show, that they're so suppressed that they could literally step on a puppy dog's head without feeling a heartbeat raise and pulse or feeling any emotion whatsoever. So it's the pathology that we look at, the extremes of methylation, that we find to be key And that's part of what we target.
You have described that so well, and you mentioned, too, the histamine effect and some of the characteristics that we see when people have excess or over-methylation versus under-methylation, and that go into the histamine issue again, because that's another way of looking at the patient and what I call reading the patient. Their behavior points us in a direction of which tests to do.
I'd like to comment about that. Once again, in review, over methylation would kind of equal low histamine, mm-hmm. and under methylation equaling high histamine. Unfortunately, those who are under methylated or actually test with high histamine are also the same individuals that are at risk for certain behaviors and for certain conditions like depression, like postpartum depression, like OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, as well as the tendencies. Also, anorexia, believe it or not. Many of those individuals are often very much so under-methylated and at high risk for those conditions.
That's a good description. And when we say under methylation, we're talking about the folate, B12, trimethylglycine, cofactors in helping this methyl transfer occur.
Correct.
And in the hypermethylation, what can be done to not push someone into hypermethylation, and what can be done to treat hypermethylation?
Well, obviously, the methylation cycle is not functioning well at either extreme, and we have protocols in place as to how to correct that. And very often, though, even though one is providing the protocols for that, you don't often see on retesting necessarily the histamine levels or the methylation level change, but it's very, very obvious in the overall functioning of that individual. It usually improves greatly. It just so happens, though, for the over-methylated individual, it's usually a pretty key sign that they're very much so deficient in folic acid or folate. So we tend to put an appropriate amount of folic acid in that nutrient program. On the other hand, you do not want to give an under-methylated individual large amounts of folate. Hence, the one-size-fits-all vitamin containing folic acid in larger amounts than maybe 400 to 800 micrograms is not a good thing to use. Once again, you have to approach this, you know, as an individual treating an individual. So you really must look at an individual's chemistry regarding what nutrients are appropriate and what are not.
And keep in mind, Dana, when we're talking about methylation, we're really talking about disorders,
yes.
People with extremes. We're not talking about the average person in the population who gets along well in life and is just kind of cruising. You know, they can take a multivitamin if they want. They can do a variety of things, and they're probably not going to be affected much. But with regard to individuals, for example, who are under-methylated, we see the same thing in addictive behavior.
Yes.
These individuals tend to be very susceptible to alcoholism, cigarette smoking addiction, drugs, because really what their bodies are doing is they're trying to treat with some mechanism or other their own chemical imbalance. And so people have always asked the question, Dana, how can one person smoke a cigarette and be addicted for life, and somebody else can smoke just one cigarette and can quit, you know, the next day or quit after years and years and years of smoking very easily? The key here is methylation. You don't know it until you're really tested for it, but if you presume that just because Johnny can go ahead and drink all day long, that you can do the same and not experience the same effects, you're making a big mistake. Okay, if you're under-methylated, you may have a very difficult time quitting. Johnny, on the other hand, who may be normal, he may be able to quit just the next day. But what we found is that these addictive behaviors, the key thing here is methylation. And we've seen issues regarding methylation and epigenetics with twin studies as well, which is really a fascinating field and very up and coming in terms of the results we've seen regarding people who really are supposed to be the same person. But somewhere in embryogenesis and the development, the egg splits, and now they move into becoming two different people. The fascination is that some of these genetic markers, as you said, we're not at all concrete. We're plastic. There are variables affecting the womb itself that are different for one twin versus the other. And this is why we may get one twin going to law school and the other twin becoming a sociopath or going to jail. And for similar reasons, the twins may become very similar people. The environment of the womb and the field of epigenetics, two very, very key areas and arenas that's teaching us a great deal about what's happening at the level of DNA. It's not simply about neurotransmitters. It's not about simply proteins. It's who's giving the orders for all this stuff to be made? Then we've got to go back to the genes and the DNA. And so we've got to ask ourselves, what's affecting the molecules, these elements at that point in time? And part of that is methylation. But let's ask the bigger picture. What about issues like stress? What about issues like nutrition? Let's bridge the gap between nutrient therapy and nutrition. They're not the same thing, okay? Being without the proper nutrients on board, elements like zinc, elements like vitamin B6, elements like even folic acid, depending on who you are as an under or over methylator, these are things that can affect your chemical production. For example, an element we know as pyrrole disorder, a deficiency of zinc and vitamin B6, can cause individuals to be sensitive to light, sound, odor, texture. You've seen the little children who run around, they kind of toss their socks off and run around in their underwear. They don't like the little tags on their clothing. That can translate all the way through grammar school even. These children are often with pyrrole disorder. They're deficient in two of the key regulating nutrients, zinc and B6, that allow the production of neurotransmitters to be balanced. Neurotransmitters like serotonin, like norepinephrine, dopamine. Do they sound familiar, Dana?
They sure do, and you have really hit on an area that is my favorite area. I do a lot of teaching with regard to this, the whole issues of zinc and sensory development into appetite. So we're going to continue to explore this in the final segment. And for those who've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host. And I want to remind you that we're going to continue this interesting discussion with Drs. Mensa and Bowman right after this break.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on nutrition. We've been having a very interesting discussion with Dr. Albert Mensa and Dr. Judith Bowman. We talked about their combination practice of traditional and natural medicine. And we've been talking about behavior disorders and the biochemistry behind that, epigenetics, which means what you do positively and negatively can turn your gene expression in a positive direction or negative direction. Hence the what was mentioned by Dr. Mensa, the difference that can occur in identical twins. So let's continue that discussion. We were talking about pyrrole disorders, something that can be tested, and low zinc and low B6 and the effect on sensory. So let's take it from there, Drs. Mensa and Bowman.
Yes. Well, with regard to pyrrole disorder, once again, what's also key is that these individuals, it's not just about physical sensitivities like being sensitive to light, sound, odor, and texture, but also anxiety and depression, mood imbalances. And Dana, why is that? That's because these two elements are key regulators of the same neurotransmitters that we spend a lot of money on in terms of medication trying to modulate. So at least part of the issue, and I'm not saying the absolute key to success is purely on the nutritional side, but part of it involves putting back into the body the proper concentrations it needs to help it regulate itself from a neurotransmitter perspective. A lot of our individuals with anxiety and depression, often rage behaviors, calm one moment. I call it the Incredible Hulk syndrome. Calm one moment and then a raging individual the next moment, mood imbalances, shifts like that. Those things are very well often related to pyrrole disorder. And the key here is that pyrroles can be elevated or increased by stress. Now, that stress can be emotional. It can be physical. Mm-hmm. This is why we see it in our children who are growing, okay? We often wonder about our teenagers. We love them when they were 12, they turned 13, and all of a sudden they seem like they're different people, raging all over the place. The terrible twos, both of these are times in life when we have extremes in physical growth as well as emotional growth. And those things increase the levels of these molecules we call pyrroles, which therefore steal some of these key regulators from our body, and we lose them in the urine. The end result here is that we are basically deficient of our key regulators that lead to our appropriate neurotransmitter balance that leads to what we call normal or regular cognition. So a lot of our mood disturbances and imbalances can be related to even pyrrole disorder, just as an example.
I'm glad you covered that, because we have really not talked about pyrrole disorders. And talk a little bit about the testing. This is new to many listeners and many professionals.
Pyrrole disorder, how do we describe that? Well, if you think of a pyrrole molecule as one of the building blocks, it actually makes hemoglobin. The body is also very good at recycling. When a hemoglobin molecule actually breaks down, it breaks down into small little pyrrole molecules. The pyrrole molecules they make hemoglobin. There's iron in the middle of hemoglobin, but when we recycle that particular molecule, the iron leaves and goes back and gets stored. But that particular molecule that's left over has a high affinity and extreme attraction for, unfortunately, things that we really need, like zinc and B6. So it grabs hold to B6 and zinc for dear life, does not let them go. However, it holds them so tightly, it ends up in the urine, hence the urine cryptopyrrole test. And so we will test the urine to see how many cryptopyrrole molecules are there, and that gives us our indication that there is indeed pyrrole disorder and a deficiency in zinc and B6.
What an excellent explanation. Thank you, Dr. Bowman. Well, let's talk more about the depression, anxiety, and the neurodegenerative disorders.
Very, very important. What we've seen is that there are a variety of ways. You know, in traditional medicine, we've lumped everyone with depression into one simple category. You're depressed. Take this medication. What's interesting is that there are at least five different chemical subtypes that lead to depression. You can be undermethylated and have depression. You can be overly methylated and have depression. You can have pyrrole disorder and have depression. You can actually have metal toxicity in the brain and have depression. You can be an individual who's got high levels of copper in your system. There are some individuals, and this is really, I should let my partner talk about this. There's some individuals who can't break down copper naturally. And in females, copper levels rise during pregnancy. It's the time where estrogen levels rise, and that causes copper to rise. Why? Because copper is needed to make blood vessels. If you're going to grow a baby, Dana, you've got to have blood vessels.
Right.
So you've got to have a lot of copper on board. But what happens after you deliver the child? After delivery, the estrogen levels go down, copper levels go down in the average person. But there's some individuals who are chemically not able to break down that copper. So with the next pregnancy, it rises again. And the same thing with the subsequent pregnancy. Dana, you've heard of those individuals who have drowned their children after the third or fourth or fifth child, or killed them and then killed themselves. Many of these individuals were actually copper toxic.
Yes.
Our studies have shown that. So copper is a very, very important element in its toxic state, as in too much of a concentration present in the system. But certainly anxiety and depression, mood imbalances, mood irregularities can be seen in individuals who are copper toxic. Now, in a male with copper toxicity, we may see that as oppositional defiant disorder, violent behavior. A lot of these things have been seen in terms of the early studies with prison inmates and sociopaths.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing a great deal of chemical subtypes that have just been lumped into one category in our regular traditional medical perspectives, which is why it's very important to look at individuals and their chemical subtypes and to treat them appropriately. These things are all treatable, by the way. And you can, that has been a very shocking statement to a few policemen who've actually come to our clinic to talk about these things. But they look at the individuals that they work with now differently, because they don't see them as being just naturally off or aberrant individuals. They see them as people whose chemistry has made them more victims than people who are perpetrators. And that's a very important thing that I think in society we're going to have to reevaluate, because these people can be helped. When we talk about our neurodegenerative disorders like Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease, we know that in the brain there are proteins that are geared towards actually helping to decrease the processes that lead to these disorders. There are proteins that are geared towards helping to stop inflammation, that are helping to stop free radical damage, that are there to help stop oxidative stress. And these are some of the key patterns we're seeing in individuals who have Alzheimer's disease or dementias of various types, whether it be dementia that starts from a long history of trauma, as in football players or boxers, or if it's the individual who's had hypertension for a long time and has had many strokes in the brain who now has a great deal of oxidative stress or free radical damage, or whether it's the individual who just seemed to be starting to lose memory somewhere in their 70s. All of these things tend to lead to areas of oxidative stress and free radical damage. And that's another area that we examine and we work with to try to actually decrease the propensity and to actually treat areas involving Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's.
You know, I think that we have had the opinion that you just wait until someone diagnoses you, but the underlying issues begin 20 years or more ahead of time.
Absolutely.
So we're looking for, this is what this type of orthomolecular medicine is all about. We talked about it earlier, but we can identify these and prevent problems, identify the imbalances. And that sounds to me like what you specialize in.
Absolutely. And Dana, there's one more thing I'd like to mention. Autism. That's an area that has been very confounding and challenging to traditional medicine for a very long time, especially since the rates of autism have increased tremendously in the past few years. Many people believe that this is an area that is due to mercury issues or metal toxicities, and it's not quite that simple. Autism is increasing at the same rate all over the world. There are places in Botswana that do not use vaccinations. There are places in India that do not use vaccinations, and then there's no mercury around. But you still got the same rise of autism in terms of the actual rates. So the causes are one thing, but chemical imbalances are highly prevalent in autistic children. And that's one of the fundamental key areas that we need to evaluate in order to actually help children improve. And believe it or not, there are children who have actually lost the diagnosis of autism because of the appropriate treatment and the appropriate assessment from a biochemical and environmental approach. Okay.
You said it so well. That is one of my specialties in nutrition, and we've just begun writing our second book on autism, and this is precisely what we're covering, the biomedical biochemical approach. But you said that elegantly. Go ahead and expand, Dr. Bowman.
I would like to just comment in that when you have autism, you have an extreme scenario that starts all this oxidative stress. You have multiple factors that are going on, and that's with a lot of the cognitive disorders as well. But in autism, you might see, and very often will see, zinc deficiency. You may see copper toxicity. You may see over or under methylation, though the vast majority of them are under methylated. You may also see pyrrole disorder, toxic metal overload, malabsorption, and different other things that happen with children that have autism. It's a plethora. It's a multiple factorial issue. So it's not just one entity that drives it, but all of it is a part of the oxidative stress.
And we also want to comment mm-hmm. with regard to that. We're also talking about inflammation
yes.
that's present
yes.
in the autistic child. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's extremely key to look at gut issues as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeast overgrowth, producing toxins that affect inflammation, that affect the gut. Let's keep in mind, we talk about serotonin, for example, as being present in the brain. Our secondary source of serotonin comes from the gut.
Yes.
If we've got gut dysfunction, if we've got colitis issues, if we've got inflammation or inflammatory disorders of any type affecting the gut, of course it's going to therefore affect cognition and behavior. And this is one of the things that we talk about when we look at comprehensive medicine. And that's really our approach at Mensa Medical. We're looking at the whole person, all of the variables that can affect a given individual from an individual perspective. And we need to keep these things in mind in order to have the maximal benefit and the maximal turnaround for individuals with compromising disorders.
Well, I appreciate you really bringing a lot of material to the show. And obviously, we need to have another show and have you back. I do appreciate you being with us, being our guests, and I promise we will have you back on the show, Drs. Mensa and Dr. Bowman from the Mensa Medical.
We'd like to invite your listeners to check out our website as well.
Good.
We're at www.mensa, M-E-N-S-A-H, there's an H on the end of that, Mensa.com.
Mensa Medical.
www.mensahmedical.com.
Thank you very much. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
The men and women of our National Guard and Reserve Forces are working hard on the battlefield and here at home. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve is working just as hard for them. For over 36 years, ESGR has paved the way for greater understanding between our Guard and Reserve Forces and their civilian employers, promoting a culture where all American employers support and honor the military service of their employees. Together, we all serve. To learn more, visit www.esgr.mil.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington.
CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers. Sparks fly at the second GOP presidential debate in less than 24 hours. Joining us live from Manchester.